All right, so today we're diving into something kind of different, something pretty cool even.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Nintendo's roadmap.
Okay.
And they're calling themselves the Lego of enterprise software.
Really?
Yeah, so we gotta unpack that. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
We're looking specifically at roadmap Nintendo EN
Okay.
that you sent over. It's impressive how much they've crammed into this document.
It is ambitious. What I find really interesting, though, is how much they've connected their vision to the way that enterprise software has evolved over the years.
Yeah.
This isn't just some like marketing ploy. This is really rooted in an understanding of where the industry is and where it's headed.
Okay, so paint that picture for our listener. Like, what is Nintendo's vision?
So Nintendo's vision is all about a future where AI takes over a lot of those tedious tasks
Yeah.
that you and I have to deal with, day to day, the stuff that makes you want to claw your eyes out.
Right.
And it frees you up to actually think strategically, to be creative, to focus on the big picture. Just imagine that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty great. I like it.
It does. It does. And it actually makes a lot of sense when you consider, the whole history of enterprise software.
Okay.
If we think back to modern ERP, which was from roughly 1998 to 2014,
Yeah, the good old
right?
days.
Everything was in these massive systems that tried to do everything,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
and it was clunky. Then we moved into the postmodern ERP, 2014 to 2019, and that's when things started to shift to the cloud. We had separate cloud-based functions.
Right.
And that was great in theory, except then you had this problem of how do you get all these systems to talk to each other?
You know, it's like the Wild West of integrations.
Exactly. And so Nintendo's answer to this is composable ERP, which brings us back to that intriguing Lego idea.
Okay.
And you can see this evolution actually illustrated in slide 7, if you're following along.
So just like Lego, Nintendo's platform, which they describe on slide 3, it lets companies build their ideal software solution, but piece by piece.
That's right.
So I need this function click, I need that function click. No more am I stuck with this giant system where I'm only using like half the features and it's costing me a fortune.
And the beauty of this is that they're not just providing the building blocks, but they're emphasizing how the platform is generative.
Okay.
So it's not enough to just have the blocks, it's about how those blocks can kind of build themselves, so to
Yeah.
speak. There's this constant improvement that's possible. And this is really more than just software, it's about empowering everyone within an organization to be able to make things better.
Okay, so less talk, more action. How does this actually play out in the real world?
So let's look at slide 5. This shows a perfect example of the user experience.
Yeah.
Imagine you need a sales turnover graph. So instead of you having to go and dig through spreadsheets or hound your data analyst, you just ask your AI team,
Okay.
and boom, they create it for you,
Yeah.
pulling directly from your data.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It is like magic.
It's not magic, though, even though it can feel like it.
Okay.
This generative AI capability comes from what they call a network of specialized AI assistants. And each assistant is like an expert in their own right. So if you go to slide 23, it talks about the purchase expert. And so this purchase expert is responsible for handling all those pesky purchase orders.
Oh, great.
And then slide 24 shows the SQL expert.
Okay.
And the SQL expert can pull answers straight from your database.
So it's like having a whole team of super efficient AI assistants, just
Yes.
like in the background, working, cranking away, whatever you need, they've got you.
That's exactly right. And because of this modular system, you can add AI assistance as your company needs change.
Yeah.
So there's always room to grow.
Always room to level up. I like it. So we've talked about, you know, the system being composable, that's generative. But then when I look at slide 8, it talks about a composable and headless ERP.
Yeah.
What does headless ERP even mean?
That's a great question. So think about it this way. In a traditional system, everyone's forced to interact with that software in the same way, usually through, a specific interface.
Right.
With a headless approach, the front end, so the part that you see, is detached from the back end, the brains of the operation.
Yeah.
And so what that means is that you can have things like generative AI interfaces
Okay.
working side by side with mobile apps, with chatbots, even good old-fashioned back office systems, all plugged into the same core.
So this isn't a one size fits all. This is about tailoring the experience to the way I actually work.
Exactly.
If I'm someone who lives on my phone, I want a Nintendo mobile. If I'm more comfortable with a classic interface, they've got me covered.
Precisely. And it's all about providing those choices and empowering people to be more efficient and effective in their work. And this really leads into the various components that they offer, because each one is kind of designed to address a specific set of needs within this very flexible framework.
The buffet of enterprise software options.
I like that, yes. Yeah. So we have Attendo Classic, which is kind of their core package.
Okay.
It's got everything you would need for procurement, warehouse management, financials. Mm. It's a really solid foundation. And then if you need something a little bit more specialized, there's Attendo RX.
Okay. Tell me about that. What is that?
They call it the construction kit.
Okay.
And this is really where it gets powerful for developers. Remember those Lego bricks we were talking about?
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're using this very popular framework called Spring Framework, which is very common for Java development.
Okay.
And so they're providing a toolbox of pre-built software components based on this framework. So that means developers don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. They can use these pre-built components to build much more complex applications, saving time, saving money, a lot of effort.
It's like giving developers superpowers.
Exactly, exactly.
And then every good Lego creation needs a blueprint, right? We've got to have data analysis. Tell me about Attendo BI.
Yeah, so this is where they've leveraged the power of Power BI.
Okay.
Microsoft's Power BI. And it takes all the data that you have in the ERP and turns it into these really easy to understand dashboards and reports.
Okay, so we've got our core package, we've got our developer toolkit, our data analysis powerhouse, but I can't be tethered to my computer all day, every day. I'm on the go, what have you got for me?
Well, that's where Attendo Mobile comes in.
Okay.
It gives you access to Attendo Classic, but on your mobile device.
Beautiful. So whether I'm the CEO, I'm a developer, I'm working on the factory floor, they've got me covered.
They do.
But with all this talk about building and creating, I want to see what they've actually accomplished.
Sure.
Their roadmap is packed with what's done, what's in progress, and what they have planned for the future.
Yeah, that's a great point. Let's actually see how those building blocks are being used and how they're delivering on their promises. Let's dive into that roadmap.
So we're really starting to get a sense of how Attendo is building this whole Lego of the workforce idea. But I'm curious, like when we look at the roadmap, how does this actually translate into progress? Where do we see them putting these ideas into action?
Well, this is where the roadmap gets really exciting. If you actually flip to, let's see, it's slides 26, 27, 28, and 29, there's a section labeled Done. And this is really cool because it outlines all of these milestones they've already achieved.
Okay, so what are some of the highlights there? What's got Attendo checking things off their list?
Well, one of the things that really jumps out is that they've already successfully launched their mobile application.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's that flexibility, that freedom, you know, not being chained to your desk.
Right, right.
That's already a reality with Attendo. They've also made really significant strides in their AI functionality. So those AI assistants we were talking about, they're ready to work.
That's impressive. It's one thing to have the vision, but to actually bring those AI features to life, that's pretty cool.
It really is. And it's not just about internal development either. They've also prioritized integrations with other systems.
Yeah, because nobody's a walled garden these days, right?
Exactly. Software needs to talk to other software.
Right.
And of course, security. They've built in a really robust security system to make sure your data is safe and sound. So that's a big one.
Okay, so those are some really solid done milestones, but what about the stuff that's still in progress? What's cooking in the Attendo labs right now?
Well, that's where we get to the doing section. And if you're following along, that's slides 30, 31, and 32. And this is where you really see their commitment to innovation because they're not sitting still. Right now, they're actively developing that headless ERP that we talked about.
Okay.
Which is going to make the platform even more, you know, flexible and future-proof.
Hmm.
They're also working on a brand new user interface.
Oh, always a fan favorite.
Right. Because who doesn't love a shiny new interface that's more intuitive and easier to use?
Exactly.
And they are continuing to enhance those AI capabilities. So those AI assistants are getting smarter.
It's like giving your AI team a brain upgrade. I love it. So it sounds like they're really laser focused on constantly improving the user experience and making sure that Attendo is as future-proof as possible. But what about the long-term vision? What's on the horizon for Attendo? What does the future hold?
Well, if you look ahead to the will-do section on their roadmap, that's slides 33, 34, and 35, it gives you a glimpse into the future. For example, they're going to be implementing multi-factor authentication.
Okay, good. Security is always important.
Absolutely. Can't forget about security. And then there's something called a Copilot mobile app.
Ooh.
Which, you know, the name itself kind of implies this is going to be a game changer in terms of how you can interact with Attendo on the go.
Okay, I like it.
And then, you know, for those who deal with lots and lots of data, they're going to be developing bulk data loading capabilities.
Make it nice and easy. I love it. So they're not resting on their laurels. They have a vision and they are executing on it, which is exciting. But, you know, I want to go back to something you said earlier, this idea of Attendo becoming the Lego of the workforce. What kind of impact could that have? How could that actually change the way we work, the way companies operate, maybe even on a larger scale?
It's a really interesting question. And honestly, I think it's one that we're just starting to explore. But think about it. Imagine a world where every company, no matter how big or small, no matter what industry they're in, can build their perfect software solution from this set of, you know, really adaptable building blocks. No more trying to force a square peg into a round hole, right? No more being held back by these big clunky systems that don't quite meet your needs.
Yeah, it's like giving every company the tools to become a master builder in their own right.
Exactly. Creating a software ecosystem that's as unique and agile as they are.
I love it.
And with AI handling a lot of those tedious, time-consuming tasks, it frees people up to actually focus on what matters.
Yeah.
Innovation, problem solving, you know, really driving their businesses forward.
It's a future where technology doesn't hold us back, but actually empowers us to do our best work. That's really cool.
It is. It's a very human-centered approach to technology, and it's one that I find really exciting.
Yeah, me too. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves and start, you know, building castles in the sky here, I think we need to dive into some of the specific features and functionalities that make Attendo unique. We've talked a lot about the big picture, but I want to zoom in a little bit and give our listener a closer look at the building blocks themselves. So we've talked a lot about Attendo's vision for this, you know, composable generative software, how they see it transforming the workforce. But for you, what really stands out as like the most innovative part of what they're doing?
You know, I think one of the things that really excites me is, and they actually highlight this on slide 36, it's the shift from what they call like horizontal features to vertical features.
Okay, what's that mean?
So instead of just building, you know, generic tools that could be used by anyone, they're starting to really tailor Attendo to specific industries.
Oh, okay.
And this is where I think that Lego concept really comes to life.
So instead of me as a business trying to like take this one-size-fits-all system and make it work for me, they're saying, we can build you something that's specific to the way you operate.
Exactly.
That's huge, right?
Absolutely. Imagine the possibilities. I mean, you could have specialized AI assistants for healthcare, for example. You could have, you know, pre-built software components that are specifically designed for the manufacturing industry. You could have dashboards that are tailored for, you know, retail analytics. It's really about making Attendo as intuitive and useful as possible for each individual user.
Yeah, and it's that user focus. I mean, that really shines through in everything that they do. It's not just about the tech. It's about how that tech can be used to empower people to do their best work.
Yeah. We've talked about the headless ERP, the AI assistants, the focus on user experience. I mean, it all points to this future where technology isn't something that's dictating how we work, but it's actually enhancing our capabilities.
Yeah, it's a future where we're not limited by our software. We're empowered by it.
Exactly.
We're the architects. You know, we can build the systems that we need that are as agile and adaptable as we need them to be.
And as they continue to expand this library of Lego bricks, so to speak, right? Those AI assistance components, industry-specific features, the potential for innovation is almost limitless.
It really feels like we're on the edge of something big here, something new, like a new era of enterprise software, one where the power is shifting and it's going into the hands of the users.
Yeah.
So the question then becomes, what are you going to do with that power? What are you going to build?
It is. Nintendo's giving us the tools. They're giving us the building blocks to create a way of working that is more adaptable, that is more efficient, and ultimately, I think, more human.
Well said. And for our listener out there who maybe is just, you know, starting to think about all of this, as you encounter new technologies, new pieces of information, remember, look beyond the buzzwords, right? Think about the real world applications. And most importantly, how can it empower you? How can it empower you to build the future that you want to see? Thanks for joining us.